Hey everybody, Mike here, and I've just started uploading our review of Disney's live-action Mulan. You know the film that everybody has just been so in love with this year? I just wanted to do this video just because as much as I stand by everything that I said in the review, I stand by the 4 that I gave it in the review. The problem came up about a week after we had finished recording when I was listening to one of the podcasts from DoubleToasted.com, and there a listener had called into the show and was talking about Mulan, and specifically director Nicky Caro, who had also done previously the 2002 film Whale Rider, which essentially is to the Maori tribes of New Zealand as Mulan is to China in terms of historical and cultural significance. And he mentioned that the director, when she did Whale Rider, people complained about her being on the film because she's not Maori, as people complained with Mulan that this should have gone to a Chinese director. And I like, that's obviously not a point I'm exactly going to argue, but he claimed that she had taken the attitude of downplaying the cultural significance of the story of Whale Rider and approaching it more strictly as a film about female empowerment, and that she had potentially done the same thing with Mulan. And obviously I'm like 1000% for stories of female empowerment, but at the same time, you can't downplay the cultural significance of a story that's basically extremely important to a particular culture. So knowing that, and I'm kind of going, okay, if I'm going to call out New Mutants for the whitewashing, because that's an issue that directly affects the making of the film, I have to go back and adjust my rating a bit and call the director out for her attitude toward Mulan here, where I have to put an asterisk on that 4, in that if she did take that same approach of downplaying the cultural significance of the story of Mulan, that's kind of a major issue. And if that's the case, then I have to bring my rating down to a 3, just because, like, again, quite simply, that's a political issue that ties directly into the film, into the making of the film. With things like the lead actress's comments about in supporting the Hong Kong police. The only reason I didn't fault the film for that was that those comments came after the film was made. And there were other issues where I just don't know enough of the story to know whether or not they directly affect the making of the film itself. But this, I'm kind of going, yeah, if that was the approach the director took, that's a rather major thing. So, like I said, if that story is true, my rating drops down to a 3. And otherwise, we'll see you in a few weeks for our take on the 2018 sci-fi horror film Upgrade. So until then,
don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.